amazing. You can get this swell airplane spotter for only 10 cents in cash. Now, the only reason you can is that Libby has made it possible. You see, two Libby's tomato juice labels, of course. Print your name and address on the back of one, and then mail them with a dime to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Gosh, will you be thrilled when your airplane spotter comes. Remember, everybody, patriotic Americans are buying United States war bonds and stamps. Well, tomorrow's transcribed adventure brings this...
That'll hold you for a while. You in there, Terry?
Dude?
Pat!
Shh, don't ask questions.
Where's Duty?
Right here. It's a confounded dark. Say, what'd you do to your face?
I blacked it up. This is a raid. The men, the commandos are everywhere. You birds all right?
Yeah, sure.
The other man has been disposed of. Ah, you found them.
The dragon lady. Well,
enough. Time is short.
Right. Come on. And remember, lads, no noise and no prisoners.
Where are we going?
Klang wants to see you and Terry. And we want to see Klang. Commandos have a message for him.
It suits me. Let's go, Pat.
Well, there's been plenty of action in today's commando raid, but there'll be even more when Terry and Beard face Klang, knowing that Pat and the Dragon Lady and their men are nearby, ready to strike. It's sure to be a battle in the dark, on land and perhaps in the air. And speaking of airways, you know, these days, a live-wire young American should be able to identify airplanes just as easily as different makes of autos. And you don't need a lot of books.
I don't think he's done away with Terry and Dude. Not yet. What'd she say?
That was an order.
Oh, is it dig up or do we
order? It was an order to bring prisoners.
Oh, good. Well, come on. Let's find out where the guard is going. It's dark enough. We'll get there at the same time. Terry and Dude must be in that shack. Well, come on. We'll move up closer on this side.
The soldier said that Klang wants to see prisoners.
Good. Now, I'll take the soldier. You'll have to manage the guard. Think you can?
You need have no fear. Lead the way, Mr. Ryan.
Well, the guard is going to open the door now, so let's get going. I'll sneak up on him behind.
And it's all a lot of fun.
I'd like to get it back. I worked on it a long time. Now Klang has it.
Yeah. Now look, I'll settle for one airplane spotter if we can get out of here. You can always make another spotter, but you can't have nine lives, even here in China.
The sun's going down. It'll be dark in another hour. Yeah, the plane ought to be back soon. Collie, I hope it didn't bomb the men out there in the hills.
Yeah, we'll find out, never fear. Klang will talk to us tonight.
Well, so far so good. We haven't been discovered yet. Every one of the men has obeyed orders to the letter.
Time for swift action is near at hand. That large cabin must be the quarters of General Klang. There's a guard posted outside.
We're right in the middle of things, but I wonder where we'll find Terry and Dude.
There are few places in which to keep prisoners. Klang does not like extra mouths to feed.
What time is it?
What do you care? You're not going anyplace. Not yet, anyway.
I've been in here all night. It must be late afternoon now.
Yeah. Only been fed once. That's not so good either.
What's Klang trying to do? Starve us?
Yeah. No use feeding a man who's going to face a firing squad.
Now, don't say that, Dude. You know, I got a feeling we're going to get out of this.
That's what people call wishful thinking. Go ahead. We're still locked in this pig pen.
No, I think Carney will be of some help to us.
Oh, what can a frightened little Chinese boy do?
Well, I don't know, but as long as he isn't caught, he can be counted on. I've been in trouble with Carney before. He uses his head now and then.
Well, let's not depend on it. There's little we can depend on. Bess, this is really a tight spot.
Suppose Klang is using that spotter, learning how to identify planes. If I'd have known he'd ever get his hands on it, I'd made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, but you didn't. You were accurate about every plane, Terry. When the general gets through whirling that cardboard, he'll have a lot of swell information. I can tell that engine anyplace.
Here, I've been concerned about identifying planes, but you can tell a plane just by the sound of the engine.
Well, Terry, that comes with practice. A dog can tell when his master's coming up the steps, and pilot gets so he can tell if the plane is powered with a radio or an inline engine.
An inline engine is liquid-cooled, isn't it? And the radio is air-cooled.
Mm, for the most part, Terry. Exceptions, of course. The Germans have a Junkers Jumo, liquid-cooled. Looks like an air-cooled job. But that doesn't answer my question.
About your plane. Well, if somebody flew it away from here, then we can figure out just what happened.
Yeah, if only there'd been some way to warn Pat and the others out there in the hills. By this time, I suppose the plane has located the commandos and bombed the daylight out of them.
I hope not. But we'll find out as soon as the plane comes back. Klang will get a lot of fun out of telling us what he's done.
What he's done? That bird can't fly. Bet he's as yellow as a custard pie. Yeah, he must have sent some jockey to do the job.
Only chance to rescue your two American friends.
As Pat Ryan and the Dragon Lady make their plans for a daring commando raid on General Klang's forces, who are encamped outside the town of Yankuk, let's join Terry and Dude Hennig. As the prisoners of Klang, they're in a miserable one-room shack. A guard stands outside the closed door. From the single open window, they can see other enemy soldiers.
How are you spotting with a window, Dude? There's no glass in it, but even if nobody bothered us, we couldn't squeeze through that opening.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop us from wishing. Is the guard still outside the door?
I suppose so. You heard what Klang said when he sent us here. Keep the Americans under heavy guard and all that.
Yeah. Huh. You know, a strong wind would blow this shanty over.
Well, we can huff and puff, but we can't blow it down.
Mm-hmm. We could put all our ideas together and still we wouldn't get out.
Are you sure that was your plane that you heard?
About an hour ago? Yeah.
The man is a pilot.
Yeah. Well, we could hardly expect to bag the big shot himself, but this isn't so bad. At least the pilot and the plane can't get back to Klang and report the success of his dirty work.
I owe you an apology, Mr. Ryan. I believe I underestimated your American shrewdness.
That's okay. I'm just another guy. They say we got fellas in the U.S. Armed Forces who can think which way a man will jump before the man thinks about it himself. Me, I just had a lucky hunch about this plane.
Nevertheless, we now have an excellent chance to attack Klang's headquarters if we act quickly.
Well, I'm glad you agree that we should go after him. With Terry and Dude as prisoners, I feel we ought to get into action.
There will be an element of worry in the mind of General Klang. He will be waiting for the plane to return. We should take advantage of his mistake.
Well, what's your suggestion?
A forced march. We leave as soon as the men can be assembled. We attack tonight silently. Our commandos must take no prisoners. We must make our way to Klang himself. It is our...
Should be just on the other side of this hill in the ravine.
And are you certain the pilot is not Mr. Hennig?
Yeah, Dude would have no reason to dive on us. If he was coming in to make a landing, he'd stick our nose down.
That plane didn't fire a shot, Mr. Ryan.
No, because our little crew shot first. That's the system from now on. Blast them first and blast them harder and more often.
I hope you're right about
that. That plane was loaded for trouble. You heard the explosion over this way when it hit. There were bombs aboard. Oh, look there. There it is over there. What's left of it? You won't need the men. You can send them back. That's Dude's plane, all right. And what a scrap heap.
And Mr. Hennig did not pilot the plane. Look there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I was just wondering, would you know Klang if you saw him?
You are asking for too much good fortune. That man is not General Klang. However, that is an invader uniform.
Well, even as he talked with the Dragon Lady, a single-engine plane was heard high overhead. Pat had to make an instant decision. He dashed outside into the open.
Wang! Wang, have the gun crew get ready to fire that plane.
Come on, Dragon Lady. I want that plane to see us. I want it to dive down here.
You may kill your own friend.
That couldn't be Dude Hennig in that plane.
He and Terry may have managed to escape. The Chinese boy may have been mistaken.
Then I'll be mistaken, too.
All right, Wang, steady now. The plane is swinging in a circle. It's banking. Getting ready to dive. Now watch me for a signal. Then give it everything you've got. That plane must be brought down.
crashed beyond that hill. Come along. Let's go and pick up the pieces.
Next thing you know, you'll be having the thrill of a lifetime. Yes, sir. When the mailman brings your airplane spotter, you'll sure say it's a marvel. So hurry, kids, and see how quickly you can get your order in. Mail it to Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Yes, Terry and Dude Hennick and Connie made a forced landing near the headquarters of General Klang. Connie was able to escape, but Terry and Dude were captured and brought to Klang himself. They were questioned about the airplane spotter, which was in the plane when it landed. Terry innocently explained its use. So Klang conceived the idea of flying this same aircraft back to the commando hideout and using it against the commandos, the special Chinese group led by Pat Ryan and the Dragon Lady. But Connie was able to get back to the commandos first. He told Pat what had happened. And it was Pat who figured out that Klang might use Dude's plane against the commando. And along with it, you got full directions for playing a swell spotter game. And supposing they said that this unique airplane spotter, just like Terry's, was being offered for only 10 cents and two labels. Well, you'd jump at the chance to get one, I'll bet. Well, kids, that's exactly what I'm here to tell you now. Terry's official airplane spotter is yours. Yours for just 10 cents and two Libby's labels. Yes, Libby has made it possible for you to get it. And if you're smart, you'll get yours right away. The labels you need come from one of the world's grandest tasting juices, Libby's tomato juice. Now, that's something your mother will be glad to get for you because it gives you important vitamins. So ask her right away to get two cans of Libby's tomato juice. On the back of one label, print your full name and address. Then mail those labels along with a 10-cent piece to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you know how to spell Libby's. It's L-I-B-B-Y-S. Well, kids, you get those labels and get them into the mail with your dime and a...
Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. Let me...
An airplane spotter invented by Terry Lee was found by the renegade Klang. This led Klang to a horrible idea. He would use Dude Hennick's own plane to machine gun and bomb the commando headquarters in the Chinese Sansoon Hills. Today, we'll see what luck the enemy has, good or bad. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Just supposing, boys and girls, that somebody were to tell you this. Supposing they said you could get an official airplane spotter just like the one that Terry made for Pat's commandos. A spotter that showed you 16 different types of planes and give you all the dope on how to identify each one.